Nine times the color red explodes like heated blood. The battle is on. Mars, the master matchmaker, sulfurizes the sky. Incendiary diamonds scorch the earth. Ares is first to face the flames. The cause is lost in smoke, for only the friction is holy. Sleep is burning, dreams are charcoal. And when the fire dies, Ares' time is dark. Quick, find another fire.
Thank you. Now at 11:07. Oh my God, what am I saying? According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:10, I don't know if I've ever said that before, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, possibly plus, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dog daring you since 1990. And why the heck shouldn't we? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about an hour. So now we're going to call that the midnight 10 hour. It's the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're getting close. We're getting close to being able to drop the weeks. I think after this week, we'll probably be able to drop that. Woohoo! So I apologize for my tardiness this evening. 2 minutes of that was spent showering Mike Conway from Classic Rock Mine with the love and honor that he deserves, because he does. I am so glad to have him back. I wish we still had Ear Buddies as the alternate against him. Not that I don't love the Lounge, but as far as lead-ins to Bubbles in the Think Tank goes, Ear Buddies, they melted my heart. And you know how much I like that. I'm getting a little choked up just thinking about them. But my lateness. You know, as well as I do, those of you who have been around a while and even those of you who have not, you know that I come from a different part of the country than this one. And there are times when, before the program, before the episode begins, that I don't leave myself enough time to eat because I'm focused. Focused on bringing you the silliness that you deserve. And so I have I try to limit it to once a month maximum. Doesn't always work that way, but generally it does. I have a little place not very far from here that I tend to go because I know that they can turn it around quickly. I can sit down, someone can serve me, and I can still get out and back to the program in like half an hour. That's perfect. But it took forever tonight, and I was like, what's going on here? What is going on? Why are there all these people around? There's all these cars on the road, and there are all these people here, and why? Why? And the guy who takes very good care of me, he didn't believe I was asking the question. It's St. Patrick's Day in Boston. A couple of weeks ago, I realized that St. Patrick's Day in Boston was going to be falling on the same night as Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I thought, and I had this feeling that I used to feel every single year for, what was that, 18 years in Cincinnati when Labor Day would roll around because of those stupid fireworks that would happen on Sunday, the Sunday Labor Day weekend, the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. And I knew that everybody who called into the Mad Lib game was going to be drunk off their butts. Butts, I tell you. And I saw that St. Patrick's Day was going to be tonight. And it put me right back into that exact same feeling. And then I realized I don't take calls anymore. And the relief that ensued from there was tremendous. This is how my brain works in the realm of Bubbles in the Think Tank. But we're here now, and gratefully, I would like to say that it is now spring break here on the Tufts campus. So it's okay that I'm talking too much right now and that I rolled in late, because I don't have to stop at 1 a.m. promptly, even though the next program never rolls in until a few minutes after. That's beside the point. I'm a responsible young woman. So I can roll over a few minutes if I like. If I wish, I can do that. It's going to happen by default because, of course, I program my show to the minute. And didn't find out until about 9 p.m. So, you know, it's one of those nights where doesn't really matter what I did. It's not gonna be the exact thing it was supposed to be. And that's okay, because we flow here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. For example, I had no idea what I was going to do tonight. Not a single clue. Actually, before we even get to that, it's a distinct possibility that we may be picked up for a single piece of syndication. Somebody else is going to be broadcasting the show pretty soon. We'll release details on that as we roll up to it, but that means that some of the things I say on the show might get a little shifted, so that my editing to get the program on other radio stations will be much easier. But that's a very exciting thing, that finally, we're going to have more than us. Us will grow. I shouldn't say it like that. It won't be more than us. Us will grow. There will be more of us. That's a nice thing. But now tonight, of course, me having no idea what I was going to do for the program tonight, you're going to have some free associations coming up in the coming weeks by default, because of my upcoming schedule from work and personal issues coming up. Next week will be free association, probably the next week too. And then there's probably going to be one more after that. Really, really soon. So three of the four weeks coming ahead will be free association. So just be making your lists right now. Whittle them down to the most important, and then be ready for it over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. But tonight I got nothing. I had nothing coming into last night. Didn't know what I was going to do. And then Freddie, because of his... Well, that's Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research, known as the Tit to you and me. Thank you very much. He got cracking early this morning and put out there a little something that said, oh, okay, I'll do that. That'll be the radio show. Because it's like he knew that somewhere, somehow, I was feeling a little lucky. A little lucky in life. And with that, well, to get there, you got to take a few chances. You got to gamble a little. And so that's what we're doing here tonight. We're dealing with Lady Luck. Starting with a little Slim Gaylord right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Take on my Joe, got to do it. Hella shake on my Joe, got to do. I will a roll on my Joe, got to do. I will a roll. I'm on the out of that a satchel of board. I will a shoot on my Joe, got to do. I will a shake on my Joe, got to do. I will a roll on my Joe. Well, I roll them on the out of that a satchel of boys. The galloping dominoes on the floor, it's cutting on out like merry-go. Mama, when you stop on six, you ain't got no money, you in a heck of a fix. Well, I take them a Joe, got to do. Oh, well, you caught them a Joe, got to do. Well, I shake them a Joe, got to do. Well, I roll them on the out of that a satchel of boys. Thank you. riding on out like a merry-go. If you stop on 1 and 6, you ain't got no money, you're in a heck of a fix. So will I take my Joe? Got to do that while I shake my Joe. Got to do that while I shake my Joe. Got to do that while I roll my Joe. Got to do that while I roll him on out of it. I said, how will I take 'em?
Mine all the time. Things will be fine. cola. Shake the dice, roll, roll, roll. Shake the dice, roll. Man, won't you roll? Shake the dice, shake them and let them roll. Now my friend Sam Faberman, right after me, he thinks weren't right this. He could see lost all his money then. He shook his head and then he pulled out his gun. This is what he said. He said, now shake the dice, roll, roll. Foot and give him a real hard kick and then say, shake the dice, roll, 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 shake the dice, roll, man, won't you roll, shake the dice, shake them and let them roll.
Now, the makers of Grime, the magic shortening that spreads like lard, invite you to join us for another episode of The Gathering Dusk. As we look in on the Bessinger household today, Edna is still bedridden. It's late afternoon, and Mr. Fairfax, the crusading editor of the Red Boiling Springs newspaper, is just entering the room.
Oh, crusading editor Fairfax, it was good of you to come over so quickly.
Well, I consider myself a public servant, Edna. When you called, I felt it my duty to come. After all, you've been a loyal subscriber to the Red Boiling Springs Weekly Clarion and Express Herald for a good many years now.
Yes, I always get a lot of enjoyment out of your paper. All except the crossword puzzles. I do get pretty peeved about them.
Well, what's wrong with our crossword puzzles? We haven't had any other complaints.
Well, they just have words in them that no one could possibly know. Now, last week, a five-letter word for South American anteater. My lands, this is a Midwestern farming community. Did you ever see a South American anteater around here?
No. Well, I suppose they're all in South America.
Well, that's what I mean. I must have asked five or six people about that word, and not one of them knew. You should stick to pigs and cows and sheep and things like that.
Well, of course, most people use a dictionary or an encyclopedia for words they don't know in crossword puzzles.
Well, that seems like cheating to me. I remember Daddy used to work crossword puzzles, and he'd never, never use a dictionary.
I also remember that your father would call me up in the middle of the night whenever he'd get stuck on a crossword puzzle. He was a queer duck.
I always looked upon him as a leading citizen.
I'll never forget the time he put window boxes on that Pierce Arrow of his. And then he'd have to stop driving the thing because geraniums grew up in front of the windshield and he couldn't see out.
Well, he was a little bit eccentric about some things, I suppose.
Yes, he was. But I'm sure you didn't call me over here just to talk about your father, Edna. Is there something I can do for you?
Yes, there is, crusading editor Fairfax. I know how your paper has been campaigning against gambling houses in this county, and I thought you should know that there's one of them going full tilt right upstairs over my room.
Oh, that's impossible, Edna. There's nothing above this room except an attic. Isn't even a stairway leading up to it.
I hear the dice rolling up there every night, sometimes until 3 or 4 in the morning.
Well, must be squirrels rolling acorns across the floor. Everybody in town knows you have squirrels in your attic.
My lands, I'll bet that's what it is. Well, you've really taken a tremendous load off my mind, crusading editor Fairfax. I almost feel as if I'm no longer standing in the gathering dusk.
Ladies, is nothing worse than a shortening that's filled with little pieces of fur and steel filings. That's why you'll go for Grime, the magic shortening that spreads like lard. Try some today and be sure to join us next time when Edna goes to the village in the gathering dusk.
to show. But when you're feeling greedy and you got some dough, just put it in your pocket and don't go back. The green top table, that's a mark. Blackjack, blackjack, you're never gonna win. Blackjack, you're never gonna win. Blackjack, you're never gonna win. Blackjack, blackjack.
I just realized that because I started late, I have to stop now to do my duty, so to speak. Public service announcements are required on a regular basis, you know. So let me say that Balkan Music Night, which is the Boston area's premier event devoted to distinctive music and dance repertoires of the southeastern Europe. You get the point. Oh, I shouldn't read that. That's out of date. Never mind. Let's go for something else. Shall we go for something else? Yes, we should. Oh, this one. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. It's the bubbles in the Think Tank Public Service Announcement. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, that's how many listen to Bubbles in the Think Tank, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks per day. These are just averages, people. Don't judge yourself. These are numbers to think about. It's a public service message from WMFO right here in Medford. I'm going to put this back now. I think we're having fun. Are you having fun? You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I am so very glad to be with you here tonight, as I always am. There hasn't been a time that I ever have not been. So glad to be with you here tonight, that night, any night. We have plenty of Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites. Going into this first half, I don't think we have any we might have one classic. I'm not positive about that. And then, of course, the radio obituaries coming up after all of that. Few members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars in here, too. It's all wonderful. Oh, and there's one of our listeners in the upcoming set. Ooh, who's that going to be? I know you're out there. You don't know it, but I do. Let's jump right back in with a little Eartha Kitt right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Love is a gamble. Strip poker. Well, I didn't play, really. I watched. I was just a kid. They was high school friends of my friend's sister. I was over there, and they were having a party in the basement and drinking and everything. Of course, the parents weren't there. Then four or five of them starts playing strip poker upstairs at the kitchen table. Two of the girls had their bras off, but I couldn't really see nothing. It was kind of dark, and they was sitting low, you know, to try and hide themselves. Then the older brother came in, and he didn't like what he saw going on. He yelled, and the girls covered themselves up. And the one guy who lost his pants hopped right out the door, pulling them up out there in the snow. They made me go home, too. It must have been about 12 or so, and I had to go home in the snow. No more strip poker. I didn't really play, I watched. I was just a kid. But you know, if the right people were involved, I wouldn't mind playing strip poker again.
We'll shuffle the cards and roll the dice. Look at that neon, shines real nice. Life's a gamble every day, and you can't win if you don't play. Well, I seen you in Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, out in Las Vegas, having fun. Atlantic City, yeah, I seen you before, down on the boardwalk on the Jersey Shore. We'll shuffle the cards and roll the dice. Look at that neon, shines real nice. Life's a gamble every day, and you can't win if you don't play. She ain't 21. 15 will get you 20 in a hurry, son. I look in your eyes and I see a beginner. Stick with me, kid, and you come out a winner. Shuffle the cards and roll the dice. Look at that neon, shines real nice. Life's a gamble every day, and you can't win if you don't play. A gamble every day, and you can't win if you don't play. play.
The unlucky was a tall, thin Norwegian with a patch over one eye. His face congealed in a permanent ingratiating smirk. Behind him lay an epic saga of unsuccessful enterprises. He had failed at raising frogs, chinchilla, Siamese fighting fish, Ramian culture pearls. He had attempted variously and without success to promote the lovebird to in a coffin cemetery, to corner the condom market during the rubber shortage, to run a mail order whorehouse, to issue penicillin as a patent medicine. He had followed disastrous betting systems in the casinos of Europe and the racetracks of the U.S. His reverses in business were matched by the incredible mischances of his personal life. His front teeth had been stomped out by bestial American sailors in Brooklyn. Vultures had eaten out an eye when he drank a pint of paregoric and passed out in a Panama City park. He had been trapped between floors in an elevator for 5 days with an oil-burning junk habit and sustained an attack of DTs while stowing away in a footlocker. Then there was the time he collapsed with strangulated intestines, perforated ulcers, and peritonitis in Cairo, and the hospital was so crowded they bedded him in the latrine, and the Greek surgeon goofed and sewed up a live monkey in him, and he was gang-fucked by the Arab attendants. And one of the orderlies stole the penicillin, substituting Saniflush. The time he got clap in his ass, and a self-righteous English doctor cured him with an enema of hot sulfuric acid.
Riverboat, it was bound for New Orleans. There I met a man who seemed to be a man of means. We got into a friendly game, and at first I won a lot. But somehow when the stakes got high, he always took the pot. Wild card, he had a wild card. The luckiest man I ever saw. Draw a wild card, every draw a wild card. Another wild card. The luckiest man you'd ever chance to see. Well, I told him that he'd clean me out of all my ready cash. He got up like a gentleman and a twirling his mustache. Said he had to meet a lady friend, and from the way she looked, before we steamed by Memphis, I knew that I'd been hooked. Wild card, she was his wild card. The way she played her little game made those other cards look tame. Wild card, she was a wild card. The sharpest gal you'd ever chance to see. She took me to the railing and the moon was big and high. We only kissed and then I'd missed the stick pin from my tie. My watch went next and then my ring, and brother, it's the truth. I wasn't worried till it up and lost my golden pivot tooth. wild card, she was a wild card. This little lady known as Lou took the car fare from a shoe, a wild card, a wicked wild card, the sharpest gal you'd ever chance to see. At old New Orleans, and they put the gangplank down. The pair of them walked off the boat just as if they owned the town. He wore my ring and stick pin, and as if I needed proof, a dangling from his watch chain was my golden pivot tooth. Wild cards, a pair of wild cards. This Gay and Lou were quite a pair. They caused this gray that's in my hair. Wild cards, a pair of wild cards. The sharpest pair you'd ever chance to see. Now the moral to this story is beware. When you're traveling, brother, stick to solitaire.
Speedy West!
They say love is a gamble, and I really do believe it's true. They say love is a gamble, and I really do believe it's true. Because I tried so hard that it's getting me through and through. Well, if love is a gamble, and I know that gambling is a sin. Yes, if love is a gamble, and I know that gambling is a sin. If it takes you down below, then you can say that I'm already in.
prizes, all she had left to show. A pair of fours will beat those threes. She can't see the forest for the trees. And your ace high won't let you get by. Texas Hold'em or 21, it doesn't matter once you're done. It's all just nothing but one big game in the end. She didn't play by the rules and sure made me a fool, but went on to lose that big pot in the spread. You should have seen her later on back at the house. She threw that deck against the wall, fell down and then shorted the ball, but was right back in the game the next day. Shut up and deal is all they said. It's your life and it's your bread. So why don't you just pull up a chair and let's start a brand new game.